Hello, everyone. Welcome to an episode of the Thrillers Global Podcast. I'm your host, CJ. Alongside me, joining from Melbourne, is Liam. Liam, how are we?
Hi, CJ, mate. I'm good, thank you.
It's good to hear. Today's episode, episode 62, we haven't been on in a while. So season's come to an end, so we thought we'd jump on, have a chat, have a bit of a season review episode, talk about the highs and lows from this season. As we know, mostly all ended on highs. And obviously, transfer talk news and just the news surrounding the club at the moment. Now, Chris Els might be joining us in a bit, but I'll drop a link.
The OGs are back, mate.
I'll drop a link in the comment section, guys. If whoever's watching wants to share their thoughts, please don't hesitate. Or if you're not comfortable doing that, just interact with us on the through the comments, and yeah, we'll throw some topics out there and have a bit of a discussion about everything, and we'll go from there. So I think we'll just jump into it, Liam.
Yep.
Obviously, Olympiacos celebrating their 100 years, a huge milestone for the club this year. Not only that, we were blessed to be crowned champions of Greece, champions in the cup, round of 16 in Europa League. I think, Liam, hindsight, that's an extremely successful season, domestically and in Europe as well, in European competitions. Obviously, you know, knocked out of Europa League in not the best way we would have liked, but I think the second leg against Bodø/Glimt showed our character, really showed what Olympiacos was made of this season and what Mendilibar's been building since the minute he's joined the club. And, and we can only go up from here. Liam, just share your thoughts roughly overall on the season before we dig deep into it.
Yeah, no, I think you said it well. It was a successful season. We won the cup for the first time in 5 years, the league for the first time in about 3 years. And I think, obviously, the Europa League, as you said, was disappointing. And, you know, we weren't happy with the way we exited. We really thought we should have been in the next stage. And it was a really disappointing way. And when that sort of happened, even though we still had the cup and the league left, it sort of felt like the air had sort of been sucked out of the season just a little bit. But I think that's a good thing. And I think that sort of shows the standards that we're starting to set at Olympiacos, you know, where after winning the Conference League the year before, we're not settling for these round of 16s, you know, because like, a couple of years ago, Olympiacos, you know, getting to the knockout stage, yeah, bravo, that's, you know, that's a good year, that's what we want. We're not settling for that anymore. We want more. Like, there was serious talk about us trying to go on and win that, which if we got past Bodø/Glimt, I really think we had a good chance, you know, going all the way to the final. And, you know, just it happened the way it did, but I think it's a really good sign that we had that much disappointment, but I don't think that sort of slip up where I think we just got a bit unlucky in those two games. Honestly, we defended a bit poorly and we created so many chances and just couldn't finish. And I think those two games don't, you know, ruin a season that's been obviously a successful, a double for the first time. And I think it's been 5 years now since we last did the double. So with Martin, so I think yeah, it's been a great year, but that little bit of disappointment, it could have been a bit better. But I think that's a good thing, and it's that hunger that we're gonna use to go on to next season and hopefully continue to do well in Europe. And I think something I wanted to say as well, which now that goes on to the point that I just said about you know, being disappointed about you know, getting knocked down around a 16 is what's a modest Olympia, of course. I think Tommy's saying that because he wants us to talk about Modric because he's an AC Milan fan, and obviously Modric is going to AC Milan. So I think that's the reason why he's brought that one up. Yeah, congratulations, Modric. I mean, Tommy, for getting Modric at AC Milan, that will be a fantastic signing. He's still a baller, even though he's old. He's still got a lot to offer, so that'll be cool. But just back to my point, with the big five teams are having a meeting this week, the Greek teams, to talk about how they can capitalise on the momentum of Greek football at the moment and how they can utilise that in Europe, because I think the goal is just to keep pushing Greek football forward. We're just outside the top 10 leagues in the world at the moment, or in Europe, according to UEFA. And if we can push into that top 10 and you get one to two guaranteed Champions League spot and a third qualifying, it's going to be fantastic for Greek football. And I think and they really need to capitalise at this at the moment. The national team's unbelievable. The league's going well. They're not like here in Australia where every time it's going well, they take five steps back and they do a wrong move and take five, six steps back. They've got to look to go forward. And I think Olympiacos being the Champions League straight this year is great. And all these teams being, you know, five teams in Europe again is great. And yeah, I think it's just setting a standard in Greece that, you know, we don't want to just settle for just being in these competitions. Now we want to be doing something in them, which 5 years ago, not even 5 years ago, three, 4 years ago, you know, just being in the competition was a win for any Greek team. Whereas now it's something more. So yeah, that's what I'd say.
Yeah, that's actually very well put, and you reminded me of that meeting that they've announced. So it's Olympiakos, Panathinaikos, Balk, AEK, and I believe it's Addis, the fifth team.
Yeah, Addis as well.
All involved in that conversation, and obviously, hopefully, egos aside, their feelings towards each other aside, are put to the side, because there's a bigger picture at the end of it, regardless if you're Olympiakos, Panathinaikos, Balkara, Aikara, whatever you are, you want this league to progress. Not only does that league progress, your team progresses, and you know, it's a bitter pill to swallow. You want those teams to go well in Europe, regardless which team you go for, because it's good for everyone all around. And this season, I got to say the other three teams, Balkaik, Bafanaik, was a regressed. Quite a bit, especially Ike, chokers of the season, without a doubt.
Yeah.
With the quality in that team. And big Levi Garcia obviously was a big loss for them, but they still had the quality to get do a bit better. Kef TV, Bummer Kef, thanks for joining, boys. Always a pleasure. But enough of the other teams. We're here to talk about Olympiakos. And Liam, to what you were saying with our Europa League exit, yeah, disappointing, but good came out of it. CJ, who's your favorite Kef player? I'm more of an old kid out there. I'm more of an old kid out there. I hope they have a good scouting agency, though. There's some quality in Kef, without a doubt, though. You know, good came out of it for some reason. Getting a red card helped us get into the Champions League of this season. thank you
What's
so lucky.
Going on, man? What is
reckon,
going on?
I reckon he knew what the go was, mate. Get a red card. Anyway.
Yeah, he definitely knew, yep.
Yeah. but it's good to see, Liam, you said we haven't gotten the league in 3 years. We haven't had Champions League football in five. So an unbelievable achievement from Olympiakos. And you know what? If there's ever a time where Olympiakos could really tackle some of these big teams, it's this coach that we have now. It's these players that we have now.
Yep.
And even considering Europa League, like, we didn't have the depth that we had last season in Europa League, and we still managed to beat teams like Porto. We got some really good wins this in that campaign. We finished seventh, which is unbelievable.
Yep.
I think a really, really good season. And I agree with you. I think if we did progress from around 16, we could have beaten Lazio. We probably could have, I think, beating United or Tottenham, whatever the case was. I think we could have done that. But anyway, so Olympiakos finished first this season, 75 points with a goal difference of plus 36. Our attacking prowess took a bit of a hit, not going to lie, obviously with key players on the wing missing, but we still managed to bag the goals.
And Fortunis as well.
And Fortunis, of course, our playmaker. We were very unfortunate in that situation as well. However, I think the team's mentality carried us through, and that's all Medilibar. But we had breakout stars this year. El Kabi, obviously not a breakout star, but continued his hot form. Again, being knocked out around the 16, he's still the top scorer or equal top scorer of Europa League with 7 goals. Club's top scorer, obviously. What's his name? Yaremchuk as well, man. What a turnaround he had. What a great second half of the season he had as well.
Unbelievable.
And obviously next season we got that Bentancur guy coming, so our attack is looking good. Looking really good. There were a lot of concerns regarding Yaremchuk, obviously, even on the show when we first started. When we first started with our first few episodes, he didn't look too great. But obviously, every player needs a bit of time, and mate, he's turned into a great player. Yeah. We had the likes of Willian blazing it up, mate, on the wing. Velde as well, great breakout stars of this season. Obviously, it's a joke. They were dog shit. Kostoulas, Mouzakidis, Tsourakis. One player, Liam, that really stuck out for me this year was Birola. Absolute menace in defense. And made Carmo look like a B-grade player, if anything.
Yep.
Your thoughts on...
He was really good. He was really good. Birola, I think Birola and... that also was a great partnership towards the back end of the season. We looked really strong, I think. You know, I don't know what happened to Cudmore. He had such a good year last year with us, and it was a real big reason why we won the Conference League. But I think he just didn't want to be there. I think he wanted to be in England, and I don't think he was happy that he got loaned out here. And just think he lacked that ambition because, you know, we've seen he's a quality player. But I also think Cudmore lacked a little bit with his on-ball ability. I don't think he's as good with the ball at his feet as Ertetos and even maybe Pirola. So I think in games where we're, you know, not getting, like against lowest teams, Pirola's bound to look better because he's going to have more of the ball. Whereas, Cudmore is more of a defender. He's just a natural defender. He comes across. He covers the spaces. He reads the game well. He's a bit of an inbox defender. He'll get your head on the ball, that sort of stuff. But I think Vidola really started to make a name for himself in the league when we're playing those, you know, lower teams, and we had, you know, 70-80% possession every game. And he was getting on the ball and he was really looking good. And defensively, he was looking really solid as well. And that's how he came to the side. And ever since he got that opportunity, he looked unbelievable. And I think that partnership's going to look to continue with Arezzo next season, because, man, towards the back end of the year, we were hardly conceding goals. It was unbelievable, that partnership. And yeah, what's it called? Yeah, just I think that the turning point for Cudmore was the Bordeaux game, the first game where he just looked off. He looked miles off the game from memory. And yeah, I don't think he'll be continuing with us next year, CJ, will he?
No. From what the news is, he's going back to Nottingham.
Yeah,
I think we always have been, but especially with the mentality of the club, mate, if you don't want to wear the jersey, don't. It's too heavy for you. All right.
You know. I think just another point. I think Danny Garcia was someone who went under the radar a lot this year. I thought he was unbelievable. I thought he had a tough job. Coming in, filling in that Iborda role sort of from last season, and Iborda did so well. And, you know, you go Danny Garcia, they're going for the same portfolio and experienced players, played in La Liga, older player. But he was unbelievable. He was really good this year. I think he really helped players like Mouzakidis as well develop and grow. That's what leadership and experience does. And I think he was great. And I think someone else who really went under the radar as well was Rodinei this season. I thought he was incredible.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
No, just thinking of Rodinei.
Good as menos file. That's the exact wordings. But yeah, he was on the wing. He was in playing fullback. Wherever we put him, he was doing his job. I think he did end with the most assists in the team by a mile. Don't know how many he got. Maybe you can check that, but I thought any role we gave him this season, he filled it really well, and he he really took on board the fact that we were struggling in that wing department with, you know, Mastudas was struggling, and we loaned him out, and then Velde, and then whatever, whoever else came in there. Bitiki. just trying to make you laugh, but whoever, everyone was struggling there except for probably Jelson Martins, and Rodine really took that role. He saw an opportunity, and I think he did something different to the wingers. They weren't taking the game on, and he just came into that wing role and just was looking to go at defenders, take the game on, and I think that's why he was such a difference maker this season, and he had the year that he had because he just saw what we were lacking, and he sort of just brought what we were lacking, that you know, that ability to just go one on one with the defender, and what we were missing for pretty much what Podence was bringing to us last season. He sort of filled that role, but obviously not at a high level, high quality as Podence, but he did his job really well. I think he stood up big time this year.
Yeah, 100%. Obviously, Ronan A playing out of position as well. I'm going to look it up because he has quite a few assists under his belt this season.
Yeah.
I got him right here. Rodinay. Oh, I might be wrong. Two assists. That's not right. Anyway, he's got it. There's no way. Yeah. I don't know.
I'll check. Mate, you're looking at the championship stuff, not the playoff
stuff. Nah, yeah. Mate, you know what, Liam? I want to talk about the format with you in a bit as well. Not right now.
He got 13 assists, DJ.
13 assists.
Four goals, 13 assists.
That's insane for a right back. Well, he's playing right mid, but.
Yeah.
Bano, kuras me no ke aro stuff.
Get well soon, my
brother. Berasika, everyone. That's
Christos is in, bro.
Yeah, he's eating his dinner, I think.
Does he want to be added in or not?
No, when he finishes his dinner, he'll come in. Sorry. Look at him slow. Look how he owns the fork. Oh my god.
Add him on.
No. just one thing I wanted to say, Liam, as well. Danny Garcia, he's renewed his contract as well, so he'll be here next season. And yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we said it. He was the crucial player missing from the Bodø/Glimt game. Yep. Not to say that the result may have been any different, but given those conditions as well, he 100% would have been key in that. But yeah, Rodinay as well, man. He's his character, just as a person, his personality is what's going to be key next year as well, especially in the Champions League, man. You know, he's a locker room leader. Everyone enjoys being around him. Everyone loves him. He reminds me of Ruben Semedo, Liam. He was very like just his not anything outside of the field, obviously, but it was obviously, you know, not loud, but you know, he liked to play his music, sing, dance in the locker
room. All
the players had a fun time with him, and Rodinay is that, and he behaves outside of the footballing world as well. While we wait for Chris off, we'll dig into the season. August, we started with a win against Volos 2-0 and a win against Athens Galathea 2-1. The game against Volos was obviously the first.
Man, I still remember watching that Volos game. It was like 3 a.m.
Yeah, it was a rough watch.
It was a terrible game. I remember Mastudas scored, and I want to see if I can remember. I think it was Mastudas and Rodinay.
That's exactly right. And that's the first time we saw Kostulas up top. And, mate, to see how that kid has developed, mate, absolutely insane. And we'll talk about the transfer news shortly. There's a lot of news around Kostulas and Mozakidis. Then we moved into September. Saw a bit of a dip in form as well. Not so much, but anyway. 3-0 win against Lamia, 0-0 with Panathinaikos, and a 2-1 loss to Aris. Gosh, I don't remember that loss to Hardys at all.
I remember it was at their stadium. We were 1-0 up and then we conceded two.
Oh, yeah, I do remember. No, we were 2-0 down.
Oh, were we? Oh, maybe. Oh,
Yeah.
no, we were in the first half, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I remember Jalakis made a mistake for one of the goals.
Ah, okay. September also saw our first Europa League match against Lyon in a 2-0 loss. And for the entire league stage of the competition, they were the only two goals we conceded. So we went into the round of 16 with the best defense in the competition. And that's insane if you think about it. Seven games we went without conceding a goal. That's props to the defense and Solakis as well. He had amazing matches. Then we had 2-0 win at Tromitos, 3-0 to Braga, and that was such a good game, Liam. I remember Orta played for us wearing a different jersey.
Yeah. He made that mistake, didn't he? He had a shocker.
He had a horrible game. And Orta's another one that won't be with us next season, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I think because of his injuries, I don't know. What do you think about that one, Liam? Do you think you would have still cashed in for him?
Look, we thought that he's a good player. Like you said, he's got injuries. And I think with his portfolio, you're just better off playing like a Musa Kidis in that eight role. And I know he can play a bit further up the ground, but then you look at other players, like you play Kostoulas up there. I think what he offers, we've already sort of got in the team. He's good for a replacement, backup, but I think you might as well just try a young kid or someone else. You know, like just a young kid. I don't think he's good enough for our starting team. I think he's 12th, 13th, 14th best player. But I think we've got those options that, what's it called? You might as well just use a young kid there.
Well, we'll have we're going to be missing a few players are departing so far. So I think Stamenich won't be staying.
No, he won't be staying.
So
you probably think Velde will probably go as well.
There's been no.
Yeah, for now, but we're months away from it all closing. But yeah.
Jesus
Christ. We're what? Who even is that? Is that mechanical engineering? What does that even mean? Wait, put that comma back on. Thoughts on political mechanicals. mechanical engineering.
Is he talking about stamina or karma? Who knows, mate? Good heads. Anyway. I remember this period.
Civil engineering. Civil engineering. I reckon he's trying to say civil engineering. What are you trying to say, bro? Thoughts on civil engineering to Nottingham Forest? I've got no idea. Anyway.
I think he's just being an old grouse. This period of the season, obviously, we lost to Asteras, drew to Rangers, picked up narrow wins against like the lower tier sides like Athens, Galatasaray, Panathinaikos. We narrowly beat.
Hey, do not put Panathinaikos in that category.
Yeah, that's
my
from there.
That's my Omadara, mate. My Omadara.
Yeah, they're pretty down there, mate. But anyway,
that's just a bit of a personal joke.
Yeah. Oh, he's dumb. We'll just get Fala coming in.
There he is. He's back.
Hello, everyone. How are we? I'm wearing the Olympiacos beanie. How are we?
Good. How are you, mate?
I miss you, Liam.
I miss you too, brother. I miss you too.
Up the Kef as well. We've got to give them a shout out.
Up the Kef, up the Sydney All Stars.
If I win the competition, I'm giving my outjet to Liam. Since
Thanks,
when do you wear a ring?
Yeah, Do you have me in your fantasy team?
Of course I have you in my fantasy team. Why would I not? I've got you and Huddy Diddy's, of course.
That's respect.
Why are you wearing a ring?
Maybe marry, bro. Could have got married.
No, that's CJ, not you.
Oh. Interesting. Can you confirm those rumors, CJ, or no confirmations on that?
Can neither confirm nor deny.
For those that don't know, CJ has a new background. His old background's gone now. He's got a new background.
Yeah, I got the two doors closed now this time, so no one can see my rocha. What background?
Didn't you move house?
No. I moved a year.
Hello, Wenzeldinho. Estoy bien. ¿Y tú? Spell my name. Stop spelling my name like Liam spells my name. Alrighty, what are we talking about?
CJ, go on. Go on with your review.
Yeah, like, don't stop because I'm you.
I was just going to say this was around the time Olympiacos dropped a bit of form. Obviously, the weaknesses were being exposed, where we didn't have a key playmaker in Fortunis. Velde was as insufferable as ever. Willian was a jodruli. It was just a very, very stressful time to be in Olympiacos. 1-1 for Rangers, 0-0 to FCSB, you know, but we did smash AEK 4-1,
all that matters.
Which was the reoccurring theme of the season. Αλλά τι να ξέρουμε, Liam, because μιλάμε πιο πολύ από που βλέπουμε, you know?
Yeah.
Not wrong.
Yeah. Hate comments 101.
We know nothing, mate.
We don't.
The Kreas in Greece does. Don't worry.
That's it, man.
Anyway, I think we all know the gist of the season. Liam, I want your match of the season. What was your favorite match?
Favorite match of the season. I think actually that's really obvious in terms of like the performance and just how good it was to watch. It has to be the thumping of Ike in the cup.
6-0.
Yeah, that was just every time we went forward, we looked like we were going to score. I think it could have even been 8 or 9 from memory that game. The crowd was absolutely loving it. The atmosphere was electric. The play that game, man, I was like, Luis Palma, he's going to be unbelievable for us. Orta, I was like, he's going to be, you know, he's back. He's going to be unbelievable as well. But yeah, that game was unbelievable. We just absolutely played them off the park. Like that was some like, fourth division side, and that's definitely my favorite match of the season. Chris, but I think favorite, I think one more thing, my favorite most enjoyable win, because I thought it was a really, I think it was probably our best win of the year, was the Porto win. We played really well that game, and we waited for our opportunity, and when it came, we pounced, and it was a really disciplined display, and I think that's our most maybe impressive win of the season.
Yeah, I definitely agree. You literally picked my brain with that one, Liam. I was going to say Porto. Porto was my favorite match, but if we're going by standards of goals and overall performance, definitely the the smashing of Ike. I was going to say something else, but it's all right. Chrysos, We touch up on our overall thoughts of the season. Now, I want your overall thoughts on the season and your match of the season. And while you're at it, your player of the season. I know we're going to do our... guys, we've also been discussing doing an awards for the fans as well, so everyone will get to vote. But, Chrysos, you know, go ahead. Have the say.
If the floor is mine. I think we had a good season. I think... Olympiacos played very well. Definitely show that they are the best team in Greece. Exactly. Bal Buthana, Elothamino.
CJ, tell us what that photo again. What does Bal Buthana mean? What does this mean?
Who are you talking to? Me?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Not going anywhere.
Yeah, but like, what does the photo mean? Like, you're trying to say not go. What's not going anywhere?
Panathinaikos.
Bravo. Well done. He's got it.
Anyway, continuing.
Testing the Cypriot. The Cypriot on the Greek knowledge. That's
good. Yeah. I think it was a great season. I think we played off the park. Our European campaign was all right. I think could have been better. You know, it's very different going from winners of Conference League to straight to the Europa League. But hey, we've jumped from the third to the second to the first. So in the space of 2 years. So I think that's very good. Something to be proud of for the boys. My match is definitely the same one that Liam said, 6-0. Didn't watch it personally, but I think the result was a great result. I watched the highlight.
It's his favorite match, but he didn't watch it.
No, watch the Europa League.
You watch every single Europa League game.
I do, correct. And I think my player of the season has to be, without a shadow of a doubt, the man that's on my background, Ayoub El Kabi. Absolutely smashed it for us. Broke records. No, why are you laughing? He laughed. Why are you laughing? He broke records. He broke records in the Europa League. Records in the Greek League. And I think he so he's definitely my player of the season.
He ended up with the most goals, the Europa League top scorer, by the way. So
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, absolutely smashed it off the park. I was going to say Willian was the player of the season, but honestly, a bit serious. But yeah, I definitely think season top notch. I probably 10 out of 10. Played every opponent right off the park in the Greek League from Ike. To Levadiagos, just every single team. And I think it was a good season for the boys all around. It would have been better if Fortunis was there, but anyway, we can't always get what we want.
Good analysis, Christos. Good analysis.
Cheers.
Good analysis, my man. That's very good.
Christos, we got a question for you.
Who is the worst player at KEF? Oh,
Addy did this, mate. Go do something better with your night.
Would you vote yourself, Chris? Your loan spell, or
I've never played for KEF. There's a few options there. I don't want to really offend anyone, but I love this man, but I think his footballing ability isn't very good. Liam is very close to him. He's actually related to him. Nick Sanakdidis, 100%, has to be the worst player at KEF. Him and Jono, 100%. Him and Jono.
Oh, Jono? That's a big call.
No.
He's not going to be happy with that when I send him this tweet.
Too busy rooting the ladies and playing football.
Okay. Come on.
All right, and So, Chris, which Europa League games did you watch?
I watched one in when I was in Melbourne. I forgot who it was against. I think we drew. I don't think it was FCSB. I think it was another one. Porto.
No, it wasn't. It was a team we drew one all with. Who was it? It was Rangers.
Yeah, Rangers. Yeah, I think it was that one. I think I watched that one.
Yeah, that was.
I watched every game. I watched the Bordeaux Glimt, both of them.
Mate, who is that? Turn your thing off.
I don't know how to turn it off. Turn it off, then I can't hear you guys.
Tell your missus to stop texting you for 15 minutes.
I will, don't worry.
Is she watching, Chris?
She's watching.
Get her on, yeah, that's it. Get her to ask a question.
She would hate coming on. But
get her to ask a question on the comments.
Continue to ask questions.
We'll talk about the Greek League, Greek Cup.
Greek League what?
The Greek Cup. The
Kibelo. I thought you said the Greek app, and I'm like, since when was there an app?
No, Cup, Potiri, Greek Potiri.
We won that too.
We did win that. We won the double, Chris. I don't know.
I knew that. Of course I knew that. You think I didn't know that? Come on. Liam, stop laughing, man.
What was your favorite match from the cup run?
The final. When we won it.
Who did we beat that one, Chris?
Huh?
Who did we beat?
Ike. Did we not beat Ake? I swear we beat Ake in the cup final.
Oh, these are where the hate comments come from, CJ.
Yeah, I know like, that. That guy's saying we don't know anything. It's about Christmas.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, they can say that because at the end of the day, they're not making Olympiacos podcasts. We are. So
that's a fair shout.
Mm-hmm. They're all probably from the that the Red Port, whatever. Not Red Port. You know. Oh, the Offie, yes.
All from that Red Port.
That's our own guy, mate.
Our own podcast members.
No, you know who I meant.
Yeah, I know who you meant, but Red Port.
Oh, so we beat Offie, I just remembered.
It would have been nice if
we like didn't get to the hypothetically, we got knocked out early and Offie got to the cup final and won. That would have been nice, but hey, they're going to have to wait another day.
That's it.
I wouldn't have come. Yeah.
I'm just thinking on the cup final, now that we've brought it up, I thought that was incredible. The way it was set up with two fans on both sides, like how it was, you know, years ago before they did all this, like years with the empty stadiums and playing Infinity in front of no one, whatever they were doing. I thought that was incredible. The atmosphere was unbelievable. The Offie fans were excellent. I think it was about 18,000 of them that came and about 26,000 of Olympiacos fans.
Well,
the atmosphere was electric. Like if you saw some of the videos from it, you could hear it on the TV. Both set of fans chanting. Obviously, the Olympiacos fans are louder because there's just more when it was in our city. But
and we're better.
It was unbelievable. The tifo, the Offie did. It was everything. It was incredible. That's how football needs to be in Greece. And you know, with quite set of fans in the stadium and having away days and all that sort of stuff. And hopefully this can be a start to the big things to come. But as we obviously know, and as we are sitting in the basketball at the moment, which we might touch on at the end of the episode or wait for Yanni, that's, you know, far off still. But I thought it was a good advert for the game in Greece, having that both set of fans and everyone was well behaved. There was no bad reports. There was no, you know, bad things. It was respectful. Like the two clubs respected each other. You saw the Olympiacos fans clapping the Offie players off when they went off the pitch. You saw, you know, all the players consoling each other. And I feel really bad for Offie because they put everything into this. They should have had their first European spot in 50 years or whatever that they haven't been, I think, or something like that. So, you know, it was a great final and we were the better side team on the day and we obviously deserved to win, but it was fantastic. And that's how the game needs to be in Greece.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And hopefully one day we see that entire stadium filled up, not half of it being.
I think it was pretty close.
It was much closer than what we've had in a long time. But big ups to Offie for a great achievement going there. It would have been nice to see them get a European spot as well. Obviously, if they had won. There's also this Conference League group in the playoffs that, mate, I don't understand. It's ridiculous, this format. It needs to change. I think Offie would have really struggled if they made it to Europe.
It's probably better that he's got it.
A spot's a spot at the end of the day. I don't think it really matters, to be honest.
Yeah, it would have been taken off Addis for Offie. If Offie had won, but it went to Addis because Offie didn't win. So it actually would have been a Europa League spot as well, not a Conference League spot.
I feel it would have been a Europa League
qualification.
Qualifying or is it automatic?
No, I don't think it was.
Olympiacos have automatically qualified for the Champions League.
No, he's talking about Offie.
I think
it's third round qualifying in Europa.
He's talking about Olympiacos, he said.
Yeah, talking about Olympiacos.
Oh, sorry.
And we're the only ones, yeah? I don't think second, that's third, right, and stuff get Champions League. And they got to qualify. They got to qualify, right?
Second will be qualified. Panathinaikos will be qualified.
As in automatic, or they got to qualify?
I can tell you how it is right now if you want, TJ.
Yes,
well,
tell
Olympiacos,
us.
Olympiacos is straight in. Panathinaikos is qualifying. Balk is in the Europa League qualification, and then Ardis and Aik are in the Conference League qualification.
Ah, so Panathinaikos qualifying for Champions League.
Qualifiers, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought Bulk and Aik in the Conference League qualifiers.
No, Bulk's in the Europa League.
Creato Pitas, mate.
Yeah.
Ardis and Aik are in the Conference League.
At least Panathinaikos are in Europe.
Look, I think with some of these things, I think Offi, if they qualified, sometimes it's more harm than good, and I think it would be more harm for them. If Ardis can focus on not choking for once, that'd be good. Serious question: Young Gun Kaplanos moving from River Plate.
I love River Plate. I have a River Plate jersey.
What do you think of Young Gun Kaplanos?
That's not a real person.
Argentinian. River Plate, the young Argentinian kid.
What? Yeah, Kaplanos. Yeah, such an Argentinian name, isn't it? Like, it's like Vrushank being Greek, but he's not.
Okay, what is that? yeah, fair enough.
Or that Bangladeshi.
The Bangladeshi ambassador?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
What else did you go on? What else do you want to?
I think that wraps it up for the season review.
What about the overall worst player of the season?
Sorry,
player. We're going to do a player review. We're going to do an individual.
We're going to do a player keep, loan, sell thing,
and analyze their season, how they play.
I wanted to know everyone's worst player of the season.
Just quickly, goal of the season. I know what my goal is. I think
my goal is
El Khabib's turn and volley against Rangers. I thought that was one of the most unbelievable finishes I've ever seen in terms of
that was insane.
How laser sharp he was to turn and just put that in the top corner like it was nothing on the half. If the ball's in the air, he's done a full 180 and just hit it top bin. I thought that was a great finish.
Straight out of Liam's book, that is.
That's straight out of my book, yeah. That's right.
Who do we play in that game? Rangers.
Rangers. Yeah. Yeah. Come on, CJ. Even I know that.
The one game you watched?
No, I watched every Europa League game.
What was your goal of the season, Crystal?
Liam's one that he said. No, because I actually remember that. No, generally, being serious, because I actually remember it.
Goal of the season, man. We had some bangers. We had obviously.
Williams.
We had Palma against Aik.
That was a great goal.
Musakidis against Palma.
Against Palma, that was a nice goal.
That was a good goal.
That's probably the goal I erupted the most for, other than maybe the Porto goal.
Did it make you tingle, Liam?
I don't know how to answer that, to be honest with you. But I was with my papu for the Musakiri goal, and we went ballistic because the 97th minute was like the last kick of the game.
Yeah, we went ballistic for the Porto one. That was a nice one.
Me too.
We had some nice goals.
Yeah, we did.
What about Vidouris?
Is Vidouris a good player or is that a good player or who is that?
Is there three player. People watching us that have no fucking clue what's going on?
Who is that?
Great player.
Yeah. why is the player signing to a new club? That's what I want to know.
I have no idea.
Oh, fair enough. That's your team, so you should know about Sydney FC.
Oh, look. I've given up after this season, man. Terrible. At least we don't lose in A-League Grand Finals, though. So
let's not go there. Next question, please, CJ.
We're going to go into the transfer news. So far, there's been talks between Kostoulas, Brighton, and now I think Newcastle are the latest to show interest. And it was obviously expressed that Kostoulas, Mouzakidis, and Solakis wanted to stay, and they were not going anywhere. However, Brighton have thrown a real juicy offer. They're offering, I think, it was a 30, 35 million Liam and one of their players.
Yeah, they've upped it. They've upped it to 40 million now. That's the most recent.
For Solakis?
No.
For who? Still us. Oh wow.
So, and before we won't pick them all apart. So we'll pick them all apart. Sorry, Mozakidis as well. Atletico Madrid are coming in with 18 million, ooh. And Solakis is still getting a lot of interest from Leverkusen as well. Guys,
the keeper though.
I want your thoughts on this. So obviously, the way I see it is, I'd want them to represent Olympiakos in the Champions League. I want them to have their first time in the Champions League be with Olympiakos, and obviously, being that selfish part aside, they're obviously very young. They're 17. Mozakidis and Gosulas. A big move like that to a big club. Yeah, I want to say Brighton's a big club, but you know what I mean. It could do wonders for their career, but we've seen the bad side of it. Players leave too early.
Zolis is a good example. He had to Zolis was a big club. He went to the Premier League, and then he had to revive his career. Had to go back a bit to revive his career, which is doing unbelievable now.
Who are you talking about, Liam?
Zolis.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
When he left Bulk.
Yep, to go to Norwich. Yeah.
He left it too early when he was 18, 19. I think, I agree with you, CJ. I think another yes. I think if we hadn't made the Champions League, I think it was probably the right move to leave now. But the fact that we're going to be playing in the Champions League against, you know, some of the best players in the world.
Potentially Tottenham.
I think potentially Tottenham. What's good? I think that's an incentive to stay because you've got the chance to prove yourself on that big stage. Yeah. You're going to have experience at that big stage, and you get to further develop. Because let's be honest here. I don't think Mozakidis and Kostoulas, like, they were really good, but they weren't our best players throughout this season. They didn't blow the league apart. Like, that guy is, like, you know, by far we need. Like, Mozakidis wasn't even starting by the end of the year, and same as Kostoulas. Like, it wasn't like you need him to play. He needs to play for us to win. Like, it wasn't one of those moments. They've got another year now to become that sort of player. Like, he needs to be in the club. He needs to stay. He needs to be starting. We need him every single game because he's that important. And I think this is a good year to do that. And with the Champions League on top of that, they've got that experience in the first year with the Champions League on top now. It's a great opportunity to stay. So I think the players would actually want to stay one more year. And I think that's why these offers keep getting rejected. But I also think that if the right offer comes in, I think if anything goes over 50, 55 million, they're just going to have to accept, because then you're taking a risk of, what if they get injured this year? What if they somehow something happens to their players or whatever, and you're running the risk of losing that profit?
Do you think having a tag of 40 and you're saying 50, 55 mil, that automatically, when you're sold for that much money, adds so much more pressure than being sold for 30 mil, for example?
Yeah,
because Brighton fans are going to expect Kostoulas to be double digits at the end of the season. That's a lot of money. But we also got to think, for example, Madi Kamara, clubs were knocking on the door for 25 million at one point when he was peaking with us in that season. Mm-hmm. And literally one season later, mate, we sold him for peanuts. 50 million, like, I agree with you, man. Like, if it comes in, like, how do you say no to 50 million? That's more money than what we got from
what they'd be thinking is, if these guys really tear it up this year, which they have the ability to, and they show something in the Champions League too, with all that experience, that these guys would go for 70, 80 million next year. That's the that's the idea. And I think Olympiakos would be, because like I told you, they like, it wasn't like Kostoulas, he probably only scored 6-7 goals. Like, it wasn't like far out. Like, this guy's called 15 goals, like 20 goals. Yeah. He's unbelievable. He plays full nine. He's in the starting lineup every week. It wasn't one of those yet. So they're probably thinking, if they can push him out to that level next season where he can become that player in the Greek league where he's unbelievable, they can probably get 70, 80 out of him next year. That's probably Olympiakos is thinking. And that's why I think they're putting the resale. They want the resale price. They want 40 million. And a resale, like 40% resale, when they sell Kostoulas later, because they want they're that confident that he's going to blossom, because Koustoulas is a real mature player for how old he is, and I think that's why I have a lot of confidence that he's going to really reach his potential, because you can see his maturity the way he plays. And I think that's Olympiacos is thinking. They're going, he's going to be worth 70, 80 million, in, whether it's next year or the year after, or whatever, or one day he's going to be worth 70, 80. That's why they're holding off on accepting, and they're so adamant on a resale clause. So, yeah, I genuinely think Olympiacos might even reject it. It's 50 million, unless they get the resale clause, because I think they see him as someone who can be 70, 80 by a year and a half time.
Well, you got to think as well with. With 50 million, the quality we can bring in with that money.
Oh, no, yeah.
Oh, big fish to fry. Now, we signed Remy Kambeya. If this was 2014, I'd lose my shit.
Right? But
this is over 10 years later, and he's 35. Now, I hate talking too soon. Just because they're old, obviously, it doesn't mean they're washed, but if we're going off some track records here, it hasn't been the best. And obviously, he just played Champions League last year. And look, he brings that experience, he brings that pedigree, which we need. You know, we got that when we got Imbora, we got that when we got Danny Garcia, we got that when we got Valbuena. But there's been times where we didn't get that. And earlier this season, Willian came in, and mate, that's it. So,
play with his fingers.
We need the depth. We need the depth is what I'm trying to say. And we've already, Karma's gone, Orta's gone. It looks like Velde might be on the way out. Who else is gone? Stamenich is gone. So we're already missing players. So it's one thing or another. You have to weigh out the pros and the cons, and obviously getting 50 million.
Yeah.
But no, you know what? I think I agree with you more that I think I'm going to be selfish. I'd want Koustoulas and especially Tsourakis to say at Olympiacos. I want them in this new era of Olympiacos under Medeliba. I want them to wear the Olympiacos jersey in the Champions League.
Yep.
I'm talking as a fan now. I don't care about, you know, business side of things. I'm not.
Yeah, I think we all do. And I mean, it's probably the best thing for the actual players itself, but who knows? We'll see and we'll find out.
Yeah. Coming up to an hour, guys, I think we might wrap it up. It's been a...
Yeah, we'll be back. We'll be back probably next week for the player review.
Yeah, we'll do a keep, loan, sell episode, which is very exciting for. We won't make a comment on it now, but we got some players returning from loan, so I'd be very excited to hear your thoughts on it.
Yep.
Good
on the ball.
Yeah.
That's 90% of football.
Interesting.
All righty, I think that about wraps it up, gents. Thanks for joining, everyone.
You're cutting out. Is that just me or
just you? Just you, Liam. With your Melbourne
interview. CJ was cutting out for me.
Not for me, CJ.
Thank you, Rodurus. Thank you, Kev. Guys, Kev TV, mate. Maybe we should have Kev TV on next week with us.
Yeah, get him on.
As long as it's Big Zaga, then I'm fine.
KEF TV, Chrisos.
Sorry?
Who do you think runs KEF TV?
It's probably
George Zagutis.
He's one of them.
Panoutsis?
George Zagutis, Shank, Hadidis, and Katsonis. KEF TV admins.
I don't know who Katsonis is, but anyway. Is that the pilot?
Yeah, that's the pilot. Okay.
He's so proud of himself. Chrisos, you do the outro.
Thank you, guys. Please follow us on Instagram, Fiddlers Global, so you can see some awesome edits coming from yours truly. You can follow us on Twitter. Not really active, but you can follow us anyway. Otherwise, we're going to do that to you, or that old man did. like, subscribe on YouTube. Don't be sure to follow all our personals as well. Liam Haidaris is a great profile picture. And
I don't want people following my personal.
We don't want that, Chris.
Well, I do.
People watching right now.
Oh, before you go, is any breaking news maybe from anyone? Maybe the person over there. Any breaking news for him?
You turn to the window.
You turn to the window.
Do you mean that guy there?
I mean for the guy CJ, whoever he is, he's over there.
No, not me.
Okay, fair enough.
I'll be sure to
what guys, news?
If you guys need any keys or anything fixed in the keys department, go to CJ as well. Best locksmith in the land.
In the keys department.
He's competing with Mr. Minute, just remember that.
Thank you, Chris.
Do you have
any news, Liam, before we leave?
I don't have any news. I want to make a claim. When Christos came down to Melbourne to see me a couple of years ago, spent more time with the Gormana in Melbourne than with me. That's my
that won't happen anymore. Don't worry.
Okay. Can you public apology for that one?
No.
Fair enough. All the Kev boys are upset.
I'll be down soon, don't worry, and I'll come and I'm gonna make sure that I get to play. I want to play for Kev.
Yeah, done.
And I'll score 7 goals.
Done.
We'll bring back the fire.
What news do I have? What are you talking about?
I don't know, just maybe to do with like May next year or something like that. But, maybe it's just rumors that I heard about. I could be wrong.
Yeah. I don't know any rumors either. I haven't been told this either. Well, no, I'm serious. I'll bring Fortunis.
It could be
I can bring Harry Stouse, actually. We're good friends. I've got his number.
What, the Harry Stouse, the guy scored the Euro goal?
Yeah, I've got his number.
Is that after the Euro final?
Yeah, I've got
when they played, here?
Yeah, no, before that.
What are you talking about, Liam?
When the Greek All Stars came to play here.
Oh, yeah, I interviewed Harry Stouse.
Yeah, I remember. And what, you got his number as well?
No, I got that before.
Oh my god, what the fuck is this?
I almost scored from my past. Remember that? Guys, stop, please. Stop.
Oh, that's got to be how you did this week. I think it's time
for the outro, CJ. James Hadididis, if it's you, I've got some stuff that I can say. Don't worry, mate.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. It was a nice, fun episode to wrap up the season.
Paula, where are you? Paula, where are you?
I'll see you guys in May next year.
Larrikey Paula.
I think there's a wedding on in May.
Is that what, Chris? I see your wedding.
No, not my wedding. Not
when yet. Are you planning? When are you planning to get married?
I don't know. We'll see. I'm like, I keep the secrets. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, fair enough. That's private, man. Anyway, well, thank you. I'll wrap it up.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us. It was a nice, fun way to end the season. With the season review. We will be back in about a week's time to do player reviews, to keep, loan, sell, and then we might take a bit of a month to 6 week break before we come back to you with news, with what's happening with the new season and obviously the start of next season. So we have one more episode coming before the big break. So CJ will post all that information about when it's going to be next week, and tune in for that. We're hoping to get all the boys on and Christos with all his knowledge about all the players and how well they played. This season on the key plan itself. Thank you, everyone. Have a good night. Vamo Olympiacada.
watching. Why is it just me?